Just want to add to what our brothers have been saying in relation to Jehoshaphat's heart. Verse 5 ends with, he had riches and honor in abundance. But it began with, the Lord established him. So the one who established him in Judah on the throne was the one who gave him riches and honor in abundance. He had plenty of money, but he also had people looking to him and recognizing him publicly as a man whom God had honored. And what we read in Proverbs chapter 10, I think it is, and Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, yes, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, he addeth no sorrow with it. God did not intend that Jehoshaphat should have problems. But Jehoshaphat's problem, as we learned, was his heart. And what do we realize here? We look back at the kingdom of Israel. When it was united, after it was broken up, they tried to reestablish it by war, and it did not work. And now here, Jehoshaphat's riches and honor is going to, he's going to seek to reunite the kingdom of Israel with the kingdom of Judah by marriage. He's going to reunite. And what brings him to that point? His riches, chapter 18 and verse 1, he had riches and honor in abundance, and he turned to Ahab. When he started, the riches and honor and abundance came from the Lord. But now, he turns to Ahab, and he learns from Ahab, I am as thou art. Who told him this? It was Ahab. The enemy of our souls will see the prosperity that God has given us as individuals or as companies. And he knows that in us still the flesh is present. And that is one enemy that we cannot get rid of. And he works us over with the flesh. This was Jehoshaphat's problem. He did not associate the riches and honor with the one who had established him. He associated, now I am as Ahab is. And he forgot about the Lord. He goes down, down, down to Ahab. And Ahab tells him, oh, we're in the same boat. We're fellows. I'm a king, you're a king. And he agrees with him. He marries his son to Ahab's daughter. And he goes out in war with Ahab. The challenge for believers is not just that the enemy will come as a roaring lion in the battle, but he will come as an angel of light in the marriage alliance. And we fail to see the cunning that he has. When riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Again, we were told in Deuteronomy chapter 8, when thou art full, thou hast eaten and art full. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 10. Then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments and his judgments. Brethren, as a from a spiritual point of view, we have been rich. We've had riches in abundance. And what has happened? We have the challenge that that riches in abundance does not turn, we do not turn and respond to the enemy and fail to acknowledge the Lord, align ourselves with religious, in a religious way, with that which is of the world.